Despite Chinese and Mexican tariffs on U.S. pork and despite below break-even hog prices over the last 3 months or so,
there really does not appear to be any sign of a slowdown on the part of producers.
In fact, just the opposite, according to USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham, after looking at USDA's quarterly report on hog and pig numbers and also producers' farrowing intentions. USDA reported the March through May quarter pig crop, 33.2 million head, up 4% from a year ago, the biggest March-May pig crop since at least 1970, when USDA started keeping records of it. The market hog inventory as of June 1st, 67.1 million head, up 3% from June a year ago. The total U.S. hog and pig inventory, 73.5 million head, also up 3%. Both of those numbers are the highest since going back even further to 1964. Also, during the spring quarter, producers farrowed 4% more sows than the same quarter a year ago. And
producers did indicate intentions to farrow about 3.2 million head in June, August, and September, November, which would be about 2% above a year ago.
Now, the data for this report was gathered at the end of May. Producers' returns were shrinking even then, and yet Shagham says
there may have been some optimism in the air in terms of the potential for some expanded slaughter plant capacity moving into next year, which they may be thinking will help support prices. We are still looking at relatively strong exports.
But Mexico has announced it will increase its tariffs on U.S. pork to 20%. So now, Shagham says, for producers and for analysts like him who are trying to predict what will happen,
obviously there's a lot of uncertainty.
But Shagham's pretty certain of one thing going forward.
You're going to get some downward pressure on prices.
Average hog prices already running $6 a hundredweight, less than a year ago at $60. Shagham says with the usual late summer and early fall drop-off in pork demand and prices, and with all this other pork hitting the market later,
prices are going to be in the low 40s to high 30s during the third and the fourth quarter, giving us an average price for the year of about $44 to $45 a hundredweight.
It was $50 last year, so we'll see what happens. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.